This episode of Coffee with Kenobi is sponsored by Penguin Random House Audio. Looking to catch up on the latest Star Wars books? Try listening to them on audio. Featuring sound effects and music directly from the movies, Star Wars audiobooks are the definitive listening experience. From brand new audiobooks such as Thrawn and Empire's End Aftermath, to our blockbuster movie tie-in editions, you'll have plenty to keep you entertained. Visit PenguinRandomHouseAudio.com/Star Wars for sample clips and to start listening now.
This episode of Coffee with Kenobi is also sponsored by the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. Celebrating its second year, the app is free to download from iTunes or Google Play. Collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content from Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and much more. All from the comfort of your mobile device. The Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Dan Z and Corey Club, the podcast you're looking for. This is... Yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
The Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
At last! Where have you been?
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
Here we are, Corey. 1 week to go, Star Wars Celebration.
It feels unreal.
It does, it does. This is really cool. This is exciting. Two things are happening right now. Mm. We're actually recording two shows in one evening. And we were recording our Road to Celebration with 1 week to go. And honestly, at first we weren't going to do that, but it just seemed to... I kind of like how these have gone, and I think it's been very productive for people who... Especially people who have not been to Celebration before, to kind of help them on the path to basically peace of mind to enjoy this experience.
Well, it also gives them a chance to make their list and check out stuff that's upcoming. We've got all kinds of stuff from our past shows, different panels... Different booths to go check out, different autograph sessions. So there's so much to do. Definitely go check out those other podcasts and see how can we start breaking those down and talking about those. And we still have more to talk about, Dan. Definitely.
We do. So the big news that came out last week, now we are recording this on a Tuesday. So Wednesday is usually the Star Wars news because of the Star Wars show. Mm. So we're recording this before that. So if something exciting happens tomorrow, we're just going to have to talk about it.
On the plane trip,
exactly, or when we get to Celebration. But the big thing that came out last Wednesday was Hayden Christensen is coming to Celebration. Why is this a big deal?
Well, I don't think he's been to every Celebration before.
That was rhetorical.
So, yeah, oh, gotcha.
I know it's a big deal. I want to know what you think.
This is cool. This is something interesting because it shows a lot of his passion for what he does, and definitely passion for the fans and those would come and meet with him and want to, you know, visit with him and get an autograph and whatnot. This is cool, I think, also because it represents the prequels in a way, such a big way, really, because he was obviously coming straight from that. And, not to say his career has, exploded from then, but I definitely think he's iconic in Star Wars, in the films. And so to have him, available for fans to meet and greet with, is definitely something that's, really unique. I think the Celebration.
He was in Celebration 2002. I didn't realize that because I wasn't at that one. I went to 2005 for my first one in Indianapolis. So obviously it means a lot to a lot of people. Mm. I mean, he's an incredibly important part of Star Wars, and the fact that he's coming back. So now we know for a fact he's going to be at the 40 years of Star Wars panel with Kathleen Kennedy, Dave Filoni, Mark Hamill, Ian McDiarmid, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Billy Dee Williams. And that's just who they have said.
Sure. They said there's a lot of surprises. They got a lot of stuff in store for that panel. And that's one that kicks everything off, I think, too. So it's definitely one that he's would be awesome. Awesome. And I think definitely see his perspective. I actually like to see what he thinks of, if they get asked questions about Episode 7, Episode 8, and then kind of moving forward. Because, like we mentioned before, he's kind of that generation of the prequels. So what are his thoughts on the sequels? So definitely pretty interesting to check that out.
Plus he was doing autographs and doing photos, and they sold out within hours.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really, really quickly.
Yeah. Again, I think this is very special to this celebration, and definitely folks looking to check this out, get online and check out the show notes. We'll have a link for you there.
Exactly. And so for the next thing we're going to do, we're going to have Amy Ratcliffe come back on to join us, and we're going to hit our top fives of basically all these panels, all these things going on that can be so exciting and overwhelming. So we're going to share with you that conversation we had with Amy not too long ago when we all give our top fives.
So again, we've been talking about celebration. We're really close to getting on our plane and being able to jump aboard and go down to celebration. And again, we talked about last show on a road to celebration, some of the things that were going to happen each day on each on stage, some of the bigger things, some of the smaller things. And there's so much to do at celebration. We kind of broke it down to our top five. We have Amy Ratcliffe here to kind of weigh in on her top five as well. Dan, going to break us down to like maybe the best to worst, or just kind of randomly top five, or
well, this think? This is, I don't think there's a, basically when I was doing it, I tried to pick my, and by the way, Amy, thanks for being on our Road to Celebration show. It's our last one until we get to Celebration, so we appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I can't wait for Celebration to get here.
It's awesome. You should check out the behind-the-scenes stage. I think you're really going to like it.
Yes, I
love it. Indeed, indeed. So for me, I just did a top five overall. Now, to be clear, this doesn't mean this is the top five that are the best, or that I think are the best. These are just the ones that, for me, if I was forced, if I was held at lightsaber to pick five, these are the five that I would pick. And I just kind of went, they're not in any certain day order. They're just kind of random. So why, and I don't have mine. Do you guys, do you two have them in order of priority, or are they just kind of random?
No, I don't. I've got just, like you said, a smattering of like, oh, this looks cool. I definitely want to see this. Make sure I check this out.
Yeah, mine are random too.
Okay, cool. Well, Amy, why don't you go first? Give us your first one.
My first one is Star Wars Rebels, because it's the peak of season 4, the big panel. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what we're going to get, because season 4 isn't premiering, as far as I know, this fall. So I just, all the Rebels.
I got chills when you said that, because I've got that on my list as well. I'm going to just chime in and say that also is on, you know, one of my five things to go see is the Star Wars Rebels, because Dave will be there. I'm sure the cast will be there. And I think from last time, I just had some great memories to just, like, they introduced a lot of stuff for the new season. And again, I would hope they would kind of give a sneak peek of what's going on. And so, yeah, definitely this is something I'm going to check out too.
So you, that's on your top five as well?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yep.
So full disclosure that the 40th anniversary of The Last Jedi and Rebels, I didn't put any of them on my list. Because for me, those are like
a given.
I must see those, or I'm.
I see.
Or I will be very sad. So
I wrote down a bonus one. So maybe.
So if you put it that way, I mean, those are definitely tops of my list. So for me, the first one I wrote down is on Thursday the 13th, and it's the Disney Parks and Star Wars merchandise on the behind the scenes stage. There you go, Amy, from 5:30 to 6:30, and I'm such a huge Disney fan and a huge Star Wars fan. There's been one of the coolest things I'll ever have as a memory in my life is when, Corey, when you texted me and said, hey, Disney bought Lucasfilm and they're making a new trilogy. Like, I still remember exactly how I felt when that happened. I've always loved these two companies. So I'm going to get to go and I'm going to see the merchandise at the parks of Star Wars that are Star Wars related and just kind of get a sneak peek. I'm a sucker for the Vinylmations personally. Mm-hmm. And I love the coffee mug. So that's the first one that I wrote down.
That one's on my hand, self-serving. That one's on my list. Yeah, they're on my page, but I feel the same way about Disney. And I buy some, it feels like I buy some merchandise every time I go to the park, which is frequently. So I can't wait to see what they tease.
That's great. In kind of retrospect, too, is like, again, Dan, I can relate where Star Wars and Disney coming together to give us great content and obviously films. I have written down the Star Wars Disney Parks, A Galaxy in the Making. It's on the Star Wars Galaxy stage as well. again, this is definitely something like, it's like putting two great things into a blender, right?
Oh, it is.
And you're drinking the milkshake of deliciousness. So, I don't know about Robert's here, folks, but
that's exactly.
So something he would say.
Bobby would be proud.
So, thanks.
So Amy, your second one was the Disney Parks and Merchandise, yes?
Yeah.
And then that was, of course, so my second one is on the collector stage. It's displaying your Star Wars collection from 1:30 to 2:30. I believe it's also on that Thursday. I can't remember. I'll have to double check that. But finally, and you're getting to see this now live, which is super cool. I have my Coffee with Kenobi studio. I wanted this thing ever since we started the show 4 years ago. This is what I did. I went through, and I would look at every piece of my collection that I had, and I said, am I going to want to display this today, right now? Do I want to show this off right now? And if I said no, I thought, well, that's just going to sit up in my attic for another 20 years. What's the point of that? Why don't I just do something with it? Yeah, well, thank you. It was definitely a challenge. Once I got there, it was easy. So I'm sitting around now and looking at all these figures and all this stuff going around, and I want to know how to display everything. Going to the gala at Rancho last year was an eye-opener. It helped me, it gave me a lot of ideas. But this panel is going to show you how to display things in different merchandise, how to display them, shelves, packaging, all that good stuff. So that is definitely something that is interesting to me.
Fair enough. I came across that one and thought of you. So I was like, that'd be cool for Dan to go check out.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so my third one is a Vanity Light panel, which is going to be on the fan stage on, what day is it going to be on? Friday. But I've just become, light fantasy flight, I played X-Wing, probably not a couple of years, but this year, I fell in love with Star Wars Destiny. I love that game. My role-playing group finally made the jump from old-school Western games to fantasy flight system. So, so much of my gaming time now is fantasy flight, but I want to know what they're doing next, what expansions they're coming out with. So I want to hear. I won't be able to see it, but I want to know everything that comes out of that.
The table is April 14th, right? The Star Wars Tabletop Games Fantasy Flight, is that the panel? Okay, yeah, April 14th from 6 to 7. Good deal. That sounds. Whenever you talk about that on Lattes with Leia, I always think, oh man, I gotta try to be careful not to get into this because that's just what I need. But it looks super cool. Plus the little miniatures just seem like collectibles in their own right.
They're so detailed, and I'm just starting, that's my newest one, is Imperial Assault, and I'm just starting to entertain the idea of painting miniatures. It's very exciting.
That's awesome. For me, I wrote down on April 14th on the collector's stage, it's a Star Wars original props and costumes. And that was one I picked out because at Anaheim, I remember walking through the Force Awakens props and costumes little section they had there, and that seemed like it was kind of tucked away. And I really enjoyed that because it was something that we didn't necessarily know was there until we kind of came upon it with some friends of ours. And just, I think walking through the costumes themselves, they were screen-worn or screen-used. It's just, there's so much history there I think is cool. And it gives you a taste of, exactly what kind of went into making these things.
Well, I saw that one too. That sounds... By the way, do we know, is there going to be a big display of all the costumes? I mean, of course, The Force Awakens for Orlando, or for Anaheim, and then Celebration in London had Rogue One costumes. Sure, there'll be something.
This one says original props and costumes. I'm sure, surely they'll have a bunch of stuff here. Looking at the description here, get handsome tips on aspects of collecting the greatest collectibles of all, an actual piece of the movies we hold so dear. The panel focuses on getting to learn how to collect props and costumes. So, folks that are out there, getting into that aspect of collecting is pretty interesting, and I'd hope to see some pretty original stuff.
Very good. Well, my third one, it could probably be number one if I was ranking them, and that is the Mark Hamill tribute to Carrie Fisher. I mean, it's going to be an emotional experience anyway, just being at Celebration and all the tributes that are going on for Carrie Fisher. But 5:30 to 6:30 on the Galaxy stage, it's on the Celebration stage. It's the one that is one of the things that they're streaming. I think it's actually on the Celebration stage.
Okay.
And he's just going to get up there and he's just going to talk about it. And he's already entertaining as it is. But you're going to talk about Carrie Fisher. I think it's not like going to be emotional. You're probably going to laugh. You're going to cry. It's going to be quite an event.
Yeah, that looks lovely.
So what about you? What is your number four?
My fourth one is on the Galaxy stage, I believe, on Friday. It's a Floaty Animated Origins. Mm-hmm. It might be Thursday.
I think it is Thursday, because that was one that was going to be one of my honorable mentions.
Nice.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Okay, so Thursday. So anytime, I think Dave Floyd is just such an interesting storyteller, and he's been carrying the torch since the Cold War. And he can talk about dirt. He gets to talk about dirt, and it's one of the longest stories that starting Clone Wars and is now maybe telling the Rebels or didn't get to tell. Like, I just think there's all kinds of potential for nuggets and information in that panel.
Awesome. Yeah, Dave is definitely a great storyteller and a great guy. So anytime you check him out is worth it. For me, my number four is the Hasbro Star Wars panel. It's on April 15th, and I think it's going to be pretty cool. Hasbro definitely brings the goods. And again, they're going to probably show off some unique stuff, some future stuff, and definitely get conversation started for The Last Jedi, I would assume, of stuff that they're looking to
represent. Well, my number four is the Hasbro Star Wars panel on the behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we know you're going to host it, which automatically makes it cool.
Yep.
And then Hasbro's going to be there. And I mean, I've probably given Hasbro probably has a yacht because of me. So it's only right that I would go anyway and check this out. And, whatever they're going to reveal and just show, and just even just for nostalgia, Hasbro and Kenner, previous to Hasbro, like you said, they've got the goods. I think that was entertaining. Okay. So that is definitely my number four. So, Amy, your number five choice.
My number five. This is Mars. I'm glad you mentioned Mars, because I think I'll see it. I have two, and I'll be in the purple. Number five. Self-serving also. It's Heroines of Star Wars. I've hosted it on Friday on the Galaxy stage, actually. But even if I was not hosting it, it was a show. It was a panel I would go see. It's Dave Filoni, Carrie Beck, Tia Sakaar, and Ashley Eckstein. And talking about, the importance of the representation and the female, the awesome female characters in Star Wars. I'm sure there will be some play and conversation. Looking forward to getting perspective from all of them on that topic.
What a lineup.
Oh my gosh. I saw that panel and I thought, wow, this is intense. This is a really strong program with amazing people. I'm so pumped that you're hosting that.
Me too. I am so excited about it. So
Dan, I don't want to say this is my top pick, but this might be our similar top
pick. We're going to be tied, aren't we?
I think so. So my last final pick was the Star Wars Funko Pop Vinyl Explosion. Explosion. I think that's a great way to put it. Explosion. But is that what happens? Okay.
They're like gremlins. Yeah. Put them in water.
Yeah. I recently rearranged my office as well, Dan, and I moved all my Funko Pops to a different section of my room, and they look so good. But yeah, definitely, again, Funko does a great job of bringing these characters to life in their own way. And any chance to see their exhibits and talk to see the panel there and see their new merchandise that's going to be coming out. You can't wait to see that.
Did you happen to see my Indiana Jones San Diego Comic-Con Funko?
I did. Still on the way out.
Courtesy of Media for Jedi.
There you go. Nice.
So we did not tie. There's a panel. It's called "These Are Not the Writers You're Looking For: Bloggers Discuss Writing About Star Wars." So, yeah, I'm excited because I get to be on this panel. I've not. Yeah, thank you. I've never had the good fortune of being on a panel, so I'm incredibly pumped. And I love the craft of writing. I love how people think. The Stephen King book on writing, I think what you and I have talked about is that book is amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I use what I can. I take out the bad words when I'm talking to my students about what the book says. But I just am fascinated by that. So it'll be neat to be up there and to be able to share sort of things that go through my mind in this process. But to hear from Brian Young and all these other amazing writers that are going to be on the panel too, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, I mean, I don't mean for it to be like a shameless plug, but I'm just excited. I'm just excited to be able to be a part of that. And I would want to see it even if I wasn't a part of it.
So honorable mentions, like you said, Amy, you've got one.
Yeah.
Let's just share those real quick, I guess.
How many? You said you've got two honorable mentions? You've got one. How many do you have on, you know?
I've got one, yeah.
I have...
You've got like three pages for it, I think.
I have 50. Yeah. No, I have three.
I have the whole... Yeah, celebration.
Three. Okay. Yeah. Well, go ahead, Amy.
Mine is the music of Rogue One.
Ooh, nice.
And the Galaxy's Edge.
And
besides just being one of the nicest human beings on the planet, David is so insightful with his observations about the music of Star Wars. And I think they get his perspective about, you know, the first films were not written... live action films
were
not written by John Williams. I think will be. I have no doubt.
That's awesome.
That sounds. When he's on a podcast, you know it's going to be good. So this is going to be awesome too. There's going to be so many cool things. This is actually going to be more excited.
Yeah, just hearing you guys talk about, you know, what you guys decide to do for your top five is getting me kind of like changing my mind a little bit. Sometimes it's like, oh, maybe I'll go to that. But yeah, for my honorable mention was Dan's panel, these are not the writers you're looking for. Number one, I enjoy writing and myself.
Yeah, you're actually
course,
some
fiction
you've written.
I cannot see you. Yeah, I can't come see you waxing poetic. So yeah, definitely.
Corey asked me if I was going to be nervous.
Yeah.
You get nervous, Amy. You know you've got a lot of experience with this.
I'm completely nervous. I'm so nervous right now.
Yeah, I'm nervous right now. Yeah.
Especially like about the convention, like I will work myself.
I remember.
It's fine once I start.
My honorable mention, the Filoni panel. I saw the Filoni panel in Anaheim when he talked about untold stories of the Clone Wars, and that was when they showed the Asajj Ventress and Quinlan Vos.
Yeah, remember that.
Animatics, I guess that's what they're called, which ended up being Dark Disciple. And I just thought that was super cool. So that is something. Plus, he's with Pablo, so those two, you know, you could sit at the feet of those two. And like you said, they could talk about dirt, and you'd be like, wow, I never thought about dirt that way before. The other ones I had, there's a movie trivia one. I thought Freddie was on it, but he's not. He apparently was... in it last year with Sam Witwer, but Sam Witwer is going to be taking on other people for Star Wars trivia. I think that would be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So that's honorable mention. And then I have the Delroy books panel too.
Because
then maybe there'll be some cool announcements for future novels. I mean, we're about due for an announcement, I would think.
Yeah, definitely.
So there you have it. So again, as we mentioned on Coffee with Kenobi Show 65, when you are planning this, there's going to be so many that you like. You're going to like probably 99% of them. So just pick the ones that you really think are incredible and just live it up. For me personally, I love the panels, but the most fun for me at Celebration was walking around talking to people that I interact with on Twitter and Facebook, old friends that I know because of Star Wars. That to me meant as much or more than the panels. So if, you know, I don't know. That's, to me, that's pretty special too. So basically what I'm saying is, if there are panels that you don't get to see, you'll get to see them online probably, or you won't. But you will always remember talking to your friends, right?
Sure. Yeah, good way to put it. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, Amy, thank you again for being back on. Boy, I feel like you were just on the show like an hour ago.
So
right?
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Getting more and more excited about helping my, like, oh my gosh, it's almost here, I'm stressed out. So, like, oh, that's right, I'm excited about this. This is a fun time.
And be sure, everybody, to check out the behind-the-scenes stage where Amy Radcliffe will be there. She's got a lot of amazing things that are happening, a lot of great guests, a lot of amazing topics that we've talked about. It's going to be an incredible experience. And I really like that we've established this little tradition here. You came on the week before Celebration Anaheim. Now we're doing it for Orlando. So wherever Celebration is next, we'd love to have you back on to continue having a cup of coffee with us.
I would love that.
Looking to catch up on the latest Star Wars books? Try listening to them on audio. Featuring sound effects, top-notch narrators, and music directly from the movies, Star Wars audiobooks are the definitive listening experience.
From Han Solo to C-3PO to Admiral Akbar, you'll recognize all your favorite characters. Listen to movie tie-ins like Rogue One and The Force Awakens, to book titles such as Thrawn and Empire's End Aftermath, to classic audiobooks like William Shakespeare's Star Wars.
With Star Wars audiobooks, you'll have plenty of Star Wars listening to keep you entertained. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/Star Wars for sample clips and to start listening now. And be sure to go to booth 2526, where Penguin Random House Audio is going to be. Mark Thompson is going to be some appearances. He's amazing. There's going to be a lot of people to chat with and incredible things, giveaways and all kinds of good stuff. And you just might see Corey and I there as well.
That's right. The other thing too is we're kind of promoting this too because we love audiobooks as well, Dan. It's one way to ingest the books. I think personally for me, it's nice on a drive. If folks looking to catch up along the way, definitely grab one for your trip out to Celebration.
Coffee with Kenobi is also sponsored by the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting app from Topps. And Corey, this app has seriously been exploding.
Absolutely, Dan. And it's only been in the last few days. They came out with a new set called the Retro Print Set. And again, these are just like old styled designs from Topps cards that you can collect. They're unique enough. I got the first one and I texted you, said, check this out. This is awesome. It's got Luke and Vader fighting on, kind of looks almost like a comic scene. And I don't know exactly where it's from, but definitely it's unique and a lot of fun. And again, there's so much here in this app to do. You can get on and you can get your favorite characters. You can get collect cards from anywhere from Clone Wars to Rebels to Rogue One to Force Awakens and in between, everything there. So there's so much for fans to get on and check out. There's daily credits. The whole app itself is free for fans. And again, if you're looking for something to kind of pass the time, if you're waiting in line or you want to have something to do, again, this is a unique way to be able to collect these cards, open packs, get new cards, and trade with friends.
So there are so many different sets to choose from. You're going to chase your favorites. And we have seen some upcoming sets that have yet to be announced.
Sure.
But I'm going to show you some pictures now.
Oh, yeah. I've not seen these.
Yeah. So look at this one. This is sort of unfair to do to our coffee company. But look at this
one. Radio, so they look can really see it.
This one means a lot to me for a lot of reasons.
That's nice.
We're gonna go back to this later, but it's coming closer to May the 4th, and Star Wars... 40th anniversary, so think vintage, A New Hope, and keep your eyes open because these things are amazing. Topps, once again, does not disappoint. So many special inserts, rewards for completing sets and variants, everything that you love and I love about collecting in a galaxy far, far away.
The Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting app from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Celebration store, baby. I'm so excited. This happened the day after we released our last show when we only had four things to choose from. So now we've got this cornucopia of Star Wars. Is it the word or is it just the merchandise? The cornucopia, is that the
cornucopia?
Way
yeah. I like that. Did you like that? That's good. A raining down of goodness.
Yes, a raining down. So, okay, how do you want to do this? What do you have your eye on? How about this? We're not going to talk about every...
So folks can go to a link in the show notes here. I will put a link down there for you to check out. It's at the Star Wars Celebration.com website, the Celebration store. There's a plethora, I'm using bigger words too, of shirts and merchandise. Mostly shirts, mostly apparel. And there's so many cool things here. And like, torn.
Which ones do you... So the biggest one, there one you think, yes, I'm getting this if I can find it?
Because
I've got a couple.
So the very one that sticks out the most is Star Wars The Last Jedi shirt. It's the kind of, I don't want to call it official shirt. It looks official to me.
It's official.
It looks to me like, cause I never got the Force Awakens one that you got.
Okay.
I'm super jealous. But definitely this is one I'm going to be snagging if I get a chance to. The runner-up for me, there's two of them.
Okay.
The runner-up for me is there's a blue Welcome to Scarif design there, and it's again another Celebration shirt that's only unique to there.
Like
the sunset
looks
there.
Looks like a sunset.
Well, it's the Death Star. It looks like a sunset, the same type of thing. So it's cool. It's unique. I think the design of it myself.
It honestly kind of looks like our logos for the Celebration Orlando. I mean, not
for our Coffee with Kenobi shirts. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
So, and then like the runner up, I guess, would be the 40th anniversary Star Wars blue shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a cool looking design and definitely looks classic.
This one, the 40th anniversary, the one that I have my mouse on right here.
Yep.
Cool. All right. For me, we should have guessed. I would have guessed the Scarif one for you.
Really?
I like the Last Jedi shirt, but I really like the Celebration logo. And I like that shirt a lot. I really like the blue 40th anniversary like you. I like the baseball Raglan shirt.
Sure.
You know, three-quarter sleeve. I like that one. I talked about that last time. Dig the polo, 40th anniversary polo. I guess it's like the 40th anniversary logo and the Celebration Orlando logo make me very happy.
Yeah.
The number one thing I really, really want to get is the mug, the coffee mug.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. So if you scroll down further, there's like beyond the shirts and stuff. These are cool, too. I like, to the vintage style, the trilogy New Hope, Empire Strikes Back shirts, and Return of the Jedi, those are cool looking as well. There's a couple hats, a lanyard with a medal we talked about earlier. And then we get further down, and there's the coffee mug. And not only that, they got like these cantina tumblers, to call those glass tumblers. Just like featuring each of the cantina. They got Jabba's Palace, they got the castle, the gambling club for Outlander. Those are cool too. I think those are unique because, again, there's just kind of those things you only see at these type of places as Celebration is.
Right. I love the polos. I know Jeff McGee likes the Landspeeder polo. I like the 40th anniversary one. I love the 40th anniversary black hat with the red on there. I think that's nice. I love the lanyard. So there's just a couple little goodies there, but they're really cool. When I was in Anaheim, I got the poster. So I'm sort of debating, do I want to become like get posters?
The poster guy. Yeah.
So, but where am I going to put it in here? I don't know.
It's like wallpaper, dude. Just put it all everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. So there's a lot of great stuff. I thought there would be much more to say, but it basically, no one wants to hear me talk about every single shirt. We'll do that in line. Let's find us in line, and we'll talk about the cool little things. What do you think about like Porkins barbecue?
I thought that was clever.
Did you?
Macabre. I like the at one.
Which one?
Next to it. It's got the black. It's a black shirt with the, looks almost like a rock band or something.
That is cool. That is cool. AT-AT. Yeah, it does look like.
There's so much like here. That's the other thing, too. There's so much here to choose from. Fans will be able to, dig into these and pick up their favorite. There's so many. There's almost here one for everybody, I think. It's pretty sweet.
Do you still like the BB-8 orange t-shirt?
No, the ones I said earlier, I think, overshadow him.
I think that's a good choice. There's one of the Death Star going through the phases of it blowing up. Which, you talk about macabre also. I don't know why anyone would want to wear that.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a fictional universe. I understand no one actually lost their lives.
Classic scene, too.
But it's a very classic scene. Speaking of classics, do you like the minimalist New Hope, Empire, and Return of the Jedi ones?
Yeah, those are the ones I said earlier that were just they're just kind of like a unique take on the classic movie posters.
The Pondo Baba oven mitt. I mean, I know Andy Gutierrez loves Baba, but man, I wonder if she even. I mean, that's a little interesting, a little creepy.
They got some darker themes going on here.
They do.
Maybe just their seriousness in Star Wars. So
different strokes for different folks, right?
Boba Fett's eaten by the
Sarlacc pit.
Sarlacc pit. Yeah.
They have the minimalists as posters. Did you see
that? Oh, nice. I did not. See that.
Next to the bag.
See, that's the other thing too.
The patches too.
I love these kind of things, but it's like, I'm going to carry this around the entire time in a poster tube or whatnot and smack people in the face by accident, obviously. So
you do need to bring a poster tube. Did we talk about this before?
No.
I mean, when we were at Celebration last time, you got a Dave Filoni autograph photo.
I did, yeah.
And I got the cool picture. It wasn't autographed. It was of Ahsoka and Vader from Rebels.
Yep.
And I ended up just kind of holding it and walking around, and it got a little crumpled. I mean, it wasn't bad.
A little Zare grease on it.
Sure. And I don't know. I wish I would have been taken better care of it. So I need to find, where do you even find poster tubes?
That's a good question. Yeah. Write in, tell us, tweet us. we want to know.
We're running out of time. So let me know really soon. What do you feel about patches?
You know, the patch is unique, but I've got a couple at home that
what,
I was given.
What do you do with them? Do you put them on your jean jacket from like go well, back I mean, have a time of, machine a folks, from 1987?
No, a lot of folks put them on like those work shirt style things, and that's
now that's cool. Yeah,
they put them on. It's like one of those things they traditionally wear, and they kind of it's like a Cub Scout thing, Boy Scout thing.
Sure.
I guess what you get patches of Boy Scout too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I think it's one of those things that kind of like collect them all type thing. I know a couple of people I follow on Facebook have like jackets. Put on a jacket, kind of cool.
So hopefully everyone else has found things they really like. This is always one of the most exciting parts. When it came out, when they announced it, it was like towards the end of the day, so I wasn't able to get to my phone as much. And Jeff and Corey were texting like crazy. Look at this, look at that. I was like, oh man. So I waited and I went to the office and checked it out, and they're great.
So speaking of you know, things to do at Star Wars, obviously we talk about all kinds of fun things coming up, people to meet.
Yeah, a few reminders.
Yeah, definitely. So again, this is our last show for Celebration, the Road to Celebration. We have 1 week to go. If you guys are still looking to mark your calendars or get your list together for Celebration, here's some kind of the reminders that we're going to definitely be at. Coffee with Kenobi is hosting Come See the Podcast. We have a podcast stage, obviously. It was so much fun to be able to do it last time, Dan. Again, the podcast stage on Thursday, I believe it's 4:30 to 5:30.
Correct.
You
better know
Eastern
the time.
Eastern time.
Because Florida's Eastern time.
Yes. Mm. So definitely set your digital watch to that. And we're going to have a lot of fun there. We hope to have some great guests, some giveaways. And that's still kind of in the mix, too. I mean, as we get moving forward and selecting schedules and stuff like that. But this is definitely a highlight for us personally. So if you have a chance, come out Thursday on April 13th from 4:30 to 5:30. And
it's your last actual show, even though the one show 65 is the last one we recorded in studio, but this is our last sort of, it's like the last public.
My last show as co-host.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. Does that
sound good?
Yeah, that makes sense. And again, we still have some guests that we are hoping to have on, and schedules being what they are, and and they're constantly in flux, and really until almost right before rope drop, when Celebration starts. So the people we have in mind are great, and I think people will love to hear them. So there's that. And I asked you earlier today, since this is the last show for you as co-host on the Celebration podcast stage, what should we break down? I mean, analysis is kind of our bread and butter. We got a lot of things to share about. Also, the new format, because not only is it your last show, but we're going to reveal the new format of Coffee with Kenobi and where we're going to go from Celebration on. But what topic should we talk about? I'm putting you on the spot.
You are putting me on the spot. But, you know, it seems like last time we were given a lot of content to talk about. We had the Episode 7
trailer.
Force Awakens trailer. So that was like everyone's the tip of their tongue wanting to, you know, chime in and talk about that. But we had a lot of fun guests on. We had
Dak,
and we talked about
spirituality.
Yep, spirituality, and that was something close to his heart, and definitely something that was on our minds as well. So we'll definitely keep the format rolling, Coffee with Kenobi style, and breaking things down. I mean, we'll come up with something, I'm sure.
I have a few ideas, but I really want to give you the reins on this.
Okay.
I mean, should I just say right now what I'm
thinking? Just give me some options, sure.
I think talking about mythology and storytelling, I think that's fascinating. I like that. So we could talk about that and maybe sort of how it does it. Although, to me, questions are more important than answers. So if the answer is immediate, then maybe that's not a good topic.
Well, not necessarily immediate. It's just more of a discussion, right? So if we're talking about mythology, you know, it's interesting to break that down because we get so many different mythologies, I think, through media and the history and all kinds of different things. And Star Wars is definitely becoming that, I think, in pop culture and stories to come. I always think about the future a lot of times when I'm thinking about, you know, things that are in the pop culture era. People are consuming things differently. So mythology, what is a mythology? Is it something that's written down? Is it something that's
mythology,
a story that's given?
Mythology is just story. It's a storytelling. Sure. All the ingredients that go into a story. If you pretend like a book is like a bowl and your cooking ingredients is like characters, setting, you know, motifs, the theme, what is the author trying to get across to you? What is the tone? What, you know, all that goes into it, like who's related to who? who finds the sacred talisman, just all that goes into it. So maybe we should talk about this.
Sure. That sounds interesting. What else,
you got? It's one possibility. Sure. Do you have anything that sort of bubbling up on that on the surface?
I mean, I think for this celebration, that's what's heavy on my mind is looking towards The Last Jedi and the next movie itself. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people keep a lot of people's minds of what, you know, moving forward from Rogue One, you know, where is this taking us? I think the Han Solo film will be big. And that's just the films themselves. And then as we break that down, you know, what's that like in this day and age? I always think about, like, you know, how we consume things. I think it's interesting as fans. How have we evolved, I guess? What's the evolution of a fandom?
They kind of go kind of a meta conversation about, sure. And we'll be right in the middle of it. So maybe we'll just sort of, we'll riff
from
there.
Yeah, it's still up in the air, I think.
Yeah.
But then I'm up for, you know, breaking down a character. I'll make some tick. Definitely breaking down a scene in one of the films. Anything's up for grabs, I think.
So besides the podcast stage that we look forward to seeing everyone at, we've got our podcast meetup, and that's going to be, again, that's going to be on the Saturday of Celebration, which is going to be the 15th, and it's going to be from 8:30 till basically whenever at Jock Lindsay's at Disney Springs.
And I just told my wife before this recording that we were doing it at Jock Landing, and she's like, oh, that's a place we didn't get the chance to go in downtown Disney. I keep calling it downtown Disney, Disney Springs. It's something where I haven't been yet, and I think it's a great venue for us to be able to meet up and get together with fans and friends, and, you know, I think it's going to be fun.
Jedi News UK, Star Wars Bookworms, yeah. Random Chatter, Podcast 66. So a lot of podcasts are going to be there, and a lot of listeners, and we've gotten so many overwhelmingly wonderful emails and responses on Facebook and on email about people who are planning on coming, and it's just going to be great to meet so many people.
Yeah. If you're looking to kind of sync up with people that want to, quote unquote, check in, go to our Facebook page and look at our events, and we'll have something there to be able to link up there and see if you're going. So check that out, and we'll kind of hopefully keep that kind of rolling as with updates.
Sure. And on April 15th, on Saturday, from 4:30 to 5:30 on the fan stage, W308 is going to be the panel I'm on. These are not the writers you were looking for. Bloggers discuss writing about Star Wars.
I'll definitely be there to support you. And I'm excited to see what people have to say. And a lot of folks that write for us that are bloggers are looking to kind of, you know, how to get into that, how to make their blog exciting, how to get it unique, how people get readers to their blog. I think this is something that, you know, fans who are looking to start a blog or currently write a blog, they can get some advice from, get some perspective from, and definitely get some good takeaways, I think, definitely from the conversations had there.
So here are the other writers that are on the panel besides myself. We've got Katrina Dennis, Linda Hansen Raj, Brian Young, of course, from Full of Sith, James Floyd, Tyler Westhouse from Podcast Alliance, and again, me. So there's the six of us. And we're going to have a heck of a fun time.
That's great. That's going to be fun.
All right. So we basically, this is it, man. We've finished our road to Celebration. Obviously, we know that you will no longer be the co-host after Celebration. But when the next one comes on, I think I'd like to officially and have you come on for another round of these because they're fun.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's fun to break it down and see what is kind of different from Celebration to Celebration, and bring some guests on and get their perspective as well, like we do with Amy. She's a blast. And like you said, too, I mean, we're just leading up. This is the cusp, and I'm getting excited. I got emails today saying my flight is 6 days away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I better start packing, at least thinking about packing.
I know.
So it's going to come quick. So definitely be excited. Again, I mean, go back, listen to some of the podcasts leading up to Celebration, and just, again, have fun, make an experience of it, create some memories, and just enjoy yourself as a Star Wars fan.
And when you see us on the convention floor, come up and chat with us. Definitely. We'll have Coffee with Kenobi buttons. I don't think we ever talked about that on the show, but we have buttons to give away. And Lattes with Leia will have buttons. Comics with Kenobi is going to have buttons. So it's going to be a button party, man. And, you know, we'd love to have you on.
You get a button.
We'd like to have everybody's, opinion. We'd love to have you on the show. So
yeah,
come see us. We'll have our microphones ready, and, yep, and we'll chat about some Star Wars.
Sounds good.
Speaking of sounding good, this episode of Coffee with Kenobi was sponsored by Penguin Random House Audio. Looking to catch up on the latest Star Wars books? Try listening to them on audio. Featuring sound effects and music directly from the movies, Star Wars audiobooks are the definitive listening experience. From brand new audiobooks such as Thrawn and Empire's End Aftermath to our blockbuster movie tie-in editions, you'll have plenty to keep you entertained. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/Star Wars for sample clips and to start listening now.
This episode of Coffee Kenobi is also sponsored by Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. Celebrating its second year in the app, it is totally free to download from iTunes or Google Play. Collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and much more. All from the comfort of your mobile device, the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
Chewie, get us out of here!
If you would like to respond to our question of the show, have a comment, or just want to say hello, send us an email or MP3 at feedback@coffeewithkenobi.com. Or if you have a specific question or comment for either of us individually, email us at danz@coffeewithkenobi.com or coreyc@coffeewithkenobi.com, or visit us at coffeewithkenobi.com and click on the Contact Us section or comment on one of the stories featured on the site. If you enjoy the show, please write a review in iTunes or Stitcher. You can also like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeewithkenobi, as well as keep up to date at our Twitter feed at Coffee with Kenobi. You can also find us on Tumblr at coffeewithkenobi.tumblr.com. If you enjoy the jazz music, the album is Eye to Eye by Steve Torok.
Give the evacuation code signal.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here.